The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Father, we thank you. Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you for unveiling the name of your Father in our midst. This is unveiling. This is unveiling of nature. Thank you, Jesus. As a house, as a company, as a people, we are grateful. And we hold of great esteem what you are saying to us. Our hearts desire to be closer to you than our mouths. Jesus, we say speak on. For we hear you. We say it in faith. We say it in mercy. We hear you, Jesus. Keep speaking. In Jesus' name. Amen. The people of Israel, you know, if you check that Exodus, where God talked was plenty. When you open and God said 50 verses, 20 verses, one chapter, two chapters. God kept talking and talking and talking. And before you know it, a culture formed. How do we wake up? How they eat? What they eat? The manner of lifestyle? What they wear? In fact, you know that matter of Aholiab, that thing they say, I've called by name. Ah, that thing hit me. God knows us by name. And they listed what he had to make. See, that thing is not by natural profession. If it's by natural profession, you should just do maybe furniture and leave the iron works. Then he did not only do furniture and iron works and the silver and the gold, he also did the clothing. The Lord said, I have called by name Bezalel. It is not today this man started doing what we make heaven to call him by name. The son of Or, the son of Huri, the son of Or of the tribe of Judah. And he named other people with him and said what they should do. And it pleased my heart that they did it accordingly. If they didn't do it accordingly, they will record it there. Where did he get that spirit? I said, brethren, something is happening to us. That word that started speaking over the children of Israel, even from the days of Abraham, was already culturing a cloud. And some people were catching it. This man was a slave in Egypt now. He was not born in the wilderness. So let me tell you, the Lord sees you. He sees you. Hallelujah. And those words culture the generation. Today, I discovered that the temperature, the amount of words, if I go to a place, say it to them like this, so that they can understand the tenor. How did God have so much hope that he downloaded a new lifestyle for a people on the earth? Let me tell you, that life was not existing before. And just by words of mouth, a new lifestyle started on the earth. Also in the days of the sun. You see, everything that happened in the new testimony started from the speakings of Jesus. See the how many verses in chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. You will see Jesus talk and talk and talk. That talk is not empty. They are going somewhere. And where they are going to is not a place in the spirit. It's for life to be formed here on the earth. So I am also convinced that, you know, when Pastor Dixon was saying, what we have heard in 6 months, the torrent of words that have come, brethren, if you don't believe it, don't worry. Some of us do. That very soon a new kind of people will be on the earth. And it's not just because they are, it's not a sect. We are not going to be a sect. We will have our lookalikes in different places that God has raised like us. And when we see them, we'll know. Hallelujah. When Pastor Dixon is saying, walk is understanding. Understanding comes from what? From knowledge. And Daddy was saying, Christ is what? Christ is knowledge. In fact, that's the first knowledge. I like that description. Genesis chapter 1. The first man that God will make is Christ. The first seed that God will sow is Christ. Hallelujah. So Daddy said, knowledge is the doorway to know the being called truth. Without knowledge, you can't meet truth. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way that we give Christ is still by knowledge, is by words. They won't anoint Christ on us. So as we are hearing, Daddy, as we are hearing teachings, what is coming is heavy. I said it's heavy. To raise the first crop of people on the earth that were called the people of God was by words. Was by sayings. So also, God is culturing another crop of people on the earth. It's still by sayings. See, let me tell you, you will not come one day and see cherub that have landed on this roof. You know, if you come one day and see cherub on top of the roof, your faith will be stronger. You will not see cherub. It is still by sayings. My mother has very funny adages. Pastor, this thing that have that dimension too. She will say, his mouth, I will use to talk to you. If I use my anus, it's the different thing I'm saying. It's no longer words. So it is still sayings that they will use to bring the world to come. It is still by sayings. So our faith in sayings must be elevated. Let's say amen. Let's see this morning, Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. That their hearts might be comforted, be knit together in love. Before their heart is knit together in love, it means that what was given was faith. Pastor told us that love is what? It's coagulated what? Faith. Unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Understanding started by faith. Faith is given for to be understood. So anytime those saints are coming, they are capsules of faith. Swallow them. You don't need to understand first before you swallow. It is your swallowing that breaks the understanding. Jesus said, it is those who did not see me and believe are more blessed than those who see me to believe. There's a special blessedness. Truly, without understanding, we can't do well. In this acknowledgement, you see, on assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Inside that acknowledgement, there's still another level of understanding. Do you know there's a level of knowledge to be understood? It was a first knowledge that qualified them for this next knowledge. So knowledge is for understanding. There's no knowledge that is empty or just for saying sake. If they are saying it, there is a reason for it. Hallelujah. Knowledge must become understanding. Christ is an understanding. It's the first understanding God wants us to have. And when that understanding begins to dawn, do you know that it doesn't dawn fully in a moment? It's just like the breaking of the day. Day starts breaking already. The new day has started by 12 a.m. Abi, but the day has not broken. The day has begun, but it hasn't broken. And now, upon another one, by the time you're getting to 4 o'clock, in some places, by 4, 5, the day is already breaking. In our own place here, by the time you are seeing, by the time it's already 6, 6.30, the difference of 6, 6.30 to 12 a.m. is very clear. But do you know that the breaking of that day, you cannot see compare it to 12 p.m.? Are you seeing now? So, start from where you are. Start from that little understanding. You don't need to understand yet like Daddy. You don't need to understand yet like Pastor Dixon. You don't need to be able to say it like Pastor Alfred. And that's why they say use every platform you have to talk about that understanding. The more you use it, the more it breaks. They plant that understanding as a seed, but they don't want it to remain a seed. Christ, an understanding planted as a seed in our heart, has to come to fruit. Hallelujah. Let's see Colossians 2 verse 10. That too we are reading. Give me verse 10 of that scripture. And ye are what? If we are complete, it means we began at a point. Don't wait for completion before you begin. You lack faith. You lack faith. Just start from where you are. You are walking, you are in a site in Ore. Start from there. Talk to a colleague. This Christ is not just empty. Church is not for... Start, say something. They say, oh, just open your mouth. It is the faith that will bring the feeling. Because you want Jesus to be known. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we being blessed? What Jesus wants to do in us, he knows we can't do it by ourselves. But he needs our cooperation. So he said in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 9, he said, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. Faith wants to produce a workmanship. Created in Christ unto good works. Let me tell you, brethren, we become to good works. Which God at where? Where did they ordain it? They have ordained it before, so don't care about how it will be now. Be like Mary that said, be it unto me. That's the heart. That's the heart. They say we'll be holy. Say I will be holy. They say we'll be blameless. Say I will be blameless. They say we'll be without guile. Say I will be without guile. It is good to first of all believe it. Then you now start asking, how do we now do it? That was how the Thessalonian Christians received it. They didn't know how to become good. But they believed it because the apostles said it. And they received it. The reason why many of us came late today is that you didn't believe that you can be early. You didn't believe it. You didn't believe it. You didn't believe that you are needed. If I'm not there, church will start now. You didn't know that we needed you. Be a believer. Christ is a mystery. He can be known. If he cannot be known, they will not be teaching us. Hallelujah. So Christ is the seed. Charity is the fruit. So let's see this morning. Let's quickly see 2 Peter. The daddy took this scripture. He has been taking it. But you know, each time the thing keeps getting new. Chapter 1, verse 5. Beside this, giving all diligence. Do you think you can give all diligence? Do you know that it's possible that you don't need to be 70 before you give all diligence? As you are a data analyst, you can still give all diligence. as you are an online guru, you can still give all diligence. It's very possible to be a petroleum engineer and you are still giving all diligence. Add to your faith. You have it. Faith is there. Add to it. It is you that have to add to it virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. Remember that the first knowledge, a first knowledge bettered faith. Then he said to knowledge, temperance to temperance, patience to patience, godliness to godliness, brotherly kindness to brotherly kindness, charity. That he said this charity is the fruit that Christ was sown. Some people produce this fruit in the epistle. Let's see 1 Timothy. This 1 Timothy chapter 3. This deacon is a charity man. He may not be full charity, but he's already knocking. In fact, he said, verse 1, he said, this is a true saying. That is, when we see that, we should know that it's not a beginning work. When something is said to be true, it has been good. It has been faithful. Eh? Before it comes to true, it has lived. This is a true saying. If a man desired the office of a bishop, what did he do? He desired, so it's good to have ambition in church. It's not the posts, it's the work. Bishop is not a post. It's a what? It's a work. See verse 13. He said, for they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a what? Did you start school by degree? Oh, ho. You know, one of my elder sisters, we are told that when she was in nursery school, she used to tell my auntie, who is in Unilag, that she wants to, when she's going to start school, she will start school from her school. No, some of us, our tall dreams did not begin now. You have started using that tall dream a long time ago. Nobody starts education from where? From degree. You will go to nursery school. So this deacon has begun his work long time ago. It's not now. That is, it's not now. That they now name him deacon, he will start coming to church early. It's not now. It's not now that the good work wants to start. It's something that he had begun. And he continued when he became a bishop. In fact, he used it better. That is another trouble when many of us are given responsibility. You drop. Now you are a pastor. You can come to church late. Who can talk? Nobody. No, we are talking to ourselves, including me. We'll give the Holy Spirit excuse. In fact, some of us, our boldness, tell the Holy Spirit to understand. You know, you were preparing for message, not sleep on time, give reason. Pastor said it's lies packed in bag of reason will be delivered. Amen. We are being delivered. Amen. Because we obey another doctrine until we become, we attain a good degree in these things. Let me tell you, said a bishop must be blameless. It is not that day that he started being blameless. Must is some is a mark that he can't fall below. So he has been doing it before. I said we can't be blameless. They will remove blame. They'll begin to give commandment, instruction that will rid us of blame. Because where we are going to is not that we stop in Christ, but we must give the first fruits. We must have this first fruit. And our fruit, we are bound. Amen. Blameless. Husband of one wife, they brought it to family setting. Or God does not expect that his life should be expressed more on the home front than in church. That said, we should be shouting in church? No. Church arrangement already gave us a form of godliness. Home is where we are ourselves. And they want us to be ourselves in holiness and godliness. They want us to be in our home. We are blameless. This one is not church. It's home. The first definition is blameless with his wife. Can your wife say you don't have blame? It's not that she loves you. She multitude of love, covered sin. It's not that type. Is that a wife can say, my husband is blameless. In reading Bible, my husband is reading his Bible. You know, Pastor Dixon and Daddy will come and share the big revelation. But that's my desire. Is that at home front, I am blameless. That my husband can say, my wife is blameless before God. Oh, he said, verse 13 says, it's a good degree. He said, it's not a perfect degree, but it's good. And great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. This is the first benchmark. Brethren, I don't want us to see it as too tall. It is not tall. Because the one who is tall is inside us already. He wants to achieve it in us. Say amen. Amen. Write it in your Bible. Say he wants to achieve it in me. Did you believe that let's take some 20 years ago. Can you believe that you can be carrying one device and if your wife touched that device, you can slap her? Did you believe that there's anything that can exist like that? That you can be in Nigeria and talk to somebody abroad? You know that thing did not exist. But I tell you, there are things that exist that we don't know of. I say that men in this assembly, not in 10, not in 100, we stand blameless. Yeah. Husband of one wife. Vigilant. They are not slothful. Anything they do with excellence. That's this vigilance. It's not just that they wake up to pray in the night alone. They are vigilant. They are up to time. They are apt. I like that word, apt to teach. They are apt. They are accurate. Sober. If inside all these things, they are still sober, they are meek. They are under good behavior. Add to your faith, virtue, good behavior. Your faith must have character. Your faith that does not have character is not Christ. You have bad character. You meet a bike man between Akure Garage and here. He say you have bad character. You actually have bad character. You fight on top of 100 naira. You don't have virtue. It was here many years ago. Many years ago, you know, when we used to go to market in the house, Pastor Alfred is a very terrible man. I can't forget. He said some of us will go to market and go and fight all the market women. Is it that extra 5 naira? Then 5 naira still used to be something. 10 naira that you cannot part with. Hey, I saw it was as if I was naked. Because to say that you do good bargain is that you will drag and drag and drag. Then say you go to market and waste money. No, be in the spirit, even in the market. Know that this person, extra 200, will make him know that God is existing. This woman is suffering. The Holy Spirit just moves in you. Add 100 naira to that bargain. There is no money we have that will ever be enough. The day we come alive to that matter, it will never, don't spend any dime out of it. Leave it there. If you want it to remain. The day you remove one error from it, it has finished. You see this matter? Sober, good behavior. We must add to our faith virtue. Our faith must produce virtue. Don't have bad character. I don't have time to be explaining bad character. Some of us have bad character. You are bad day. Anything that is bad character in your own place where you are, you should not be like that. If you are in the Western world, if you don't say good morning to your landlord, nobody is angry. You know that? In fact, if you say good morning, people, you are disturbing somebody. You don't bring that culture here. You don't say we are enlightened. You don't greet. You don't greet. Your civilization has removed greeting from your culture. There are some culture, they say they did not call anybody brother in the scripture. Abi? They didn't say anybody brother, so and so. They didn't say that about anybody. But here we are, here. We don't call our elders by name. Say, Sarah, even if Sarah said Lord. When, you know, some of us have mouth to talk. They didn't say brother Jesus. Anything that is of good is virtue. seek to be like that. Ask people around you, is my character good? And the day they have boldness to, you know, it takes boldness to tell you that you are not behaving well. Do you know it takes boldness to tell another person this thing you have done is not good enough? Don't explain it. Don't explain it. Our faith must bear virtue. Virtue. Giving to hospitality. Hey, this one is a cross. They didn't say be hospitable. They said giving, that you are sold out. In fact, you are looking for opportunity to be hospitable. Apt to teach. These are not pastors. These are not pastors over assemblies. But do you know what one thing they are? Let's finish the reading. I feel in my heart to finish the reading. Not giving to wine, no striker. Not greedy of field looker, but patient. I want you to be putting this side by side that 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. He's a confirmed that this is the man living that life. Not a brawler, not covetous. One that ruleth well his own house. His house can stand before God. He rules well from God's estate. He's ruling well. It is the time for our rulers, our householders, to begin to look into this matter of ruling their house well. Having his children in subjection, not in subjugation. His children subject themselves because of what he carries. Let me describe. Subjection is that another person responds to you. Subjugation is that you make it happen. You see the difference? You enforce it to happen. In this house, all of us wake up for 5 a.m. prayer. You don't sleep. You are still subjugating. Have you given that child the reason? Enlighten that child to the point where that child knows that waking up by 5 a.m. is good for me. You know that labor is with the one we don't do. It's easier to shout. This is my house. You live by my instruction. That your children is not yet in subject. You are subjugating. To be subject means you have given light for that response with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care? Are you seeing that these people are not ruling the house of God? They are what? Taking care of the house of God. There's difference. Take care of the house of God means servant of the house of God. Is it in Romans chapter 16 that Paul appreciated a woman that she's the servant of the churches? Ha! There are some degree that they are waiting for a collection. Servant of the churches, your unit, you have not served well. They put you in the household, you have not served well. We are still going to serve in church. Oh. I'm sorry to say this here. They have said some of us will be sweeping church. You will give reason why you will not come and sweep church. And you cannot take care of church. You can't take care. Paul said the care of the church, the cares, the daily cares of the church. This is not, it's not those who hold mic. Care of church is serving the church. Having water, having bread, having wine, giving meat when it's need. Hallelujah. Moreover, he must have good report. See this place. He must have good report of them which are where? Which are where? The people on your street should not be saying they are, you are the one that don't pay street allocation. They say everybody on the want to buy a transformer. You are the one that will not pay. They will cut your lights because you did not pay NEPA bill. You will not save to pay your landlord. The Holy Spirit can teach us out of all these things. So lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Hallelujah. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued? Are we seeing? This is still faith. This is still charity, oh. It's still charity. Some of us are never straight. You don't lie, but you are not straight. It was Pastor Festus that said this about Pastor Festus. No, this is this law has a way of. You see, only tells it tells the truth, but add light to it. Some of us have mastered it so much that you don't even know. It was what Daddy was describing some time ago when he said Yoruba people have a way of exaggeration. Asodun. It is not of Christ. Christ can take that thing from you. Pastor said it earlier. Christ's law can melt that stone to flesh. When you do it, you should be able to see that the Holy Spirit is not settled in you again. I don't explain it out. Say I forgot. Say I forgot. Is it a sin to say I forgot? I did not post your birthday because I forgot. Don't give a reason. Double tongue. Not giving too much wine. Not greedy or fiddling. He repeated this thing again. It seems this matter is a matter of the people in this area. Not greedy or fiddling. Holding. The reason why this person is not like this is because of what he's holding. Holding the faith. Eh? In a pure conscience. See, oh, let these also first do what? They should be what? Proved. Many of us are afraid of being proved. That's why you don't go too close to your pastors. You don't tell your pastors really how it is because you're afraid of being proven. Tell your wife, don't go and report me to any pastor. Let's finish the matter here. We must not be afraid of being proven. Said, and then let them use the office of a deacon. Being found blameless. Amen. Let's see chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. You see that these people became faithful men that could hand over this matter to the next generation. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. These things and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same. Commit to where? To who? To faithful men. Who shall? They may not be doing it now, but they already have the template because they are doing it and it's their way of life already. They can teach others also. These people are faithful men that can deliver God to the next generation. So church is a workplace. Church is a structured house. It's a structured house. Church is not this building. Church are the people here that we take the same church to the home. Church must come to our homes. Let's say amen. Amen. Truth must be elevated or truth must be established in our homes. My prayer today is that the Lord will raise fathers. The Lord will raise men that can embody this truth and hand it over to the next generation. Can we begin to pray this morning? Let's pray. Let's ask the Father for mercy that I will be a faithful man. I'll be a faithful being. I'll be able to hand this over to the next generation. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.